The USA Patriot Act is facing a legal challenge. The American Civil Liberties Union and several Arab American groups are taking aims at parts of the law that they say violate constitutional rights and target ethnic minorities and religious groups. The Patriot Act was passed soon after the September 11th attacks, and the government says it's a valuable weapon in the war on terrorism. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of six advocacy and community groups focuses on one particular section of the USA Patriot Act. Section 215 is commonly known as the library provision. It allows federal authorities to monitor books people read and search records and documents in secret, says Ann Beeson, a director with the ACLU and the lead attorney in the lawsuit. Beeson says the lawsuit contends the secret searches violate basic rights.
We argue that Section 215 violates the Fourth Amendment by allowing the FBI to search and seize records or personal belongings without probable cause and without notifying even innocent persons of the searches.
The Department of Justice says Section 215 generally applies to business records and not specifically library records, and that it goes to great lengths to protect constitutional rights. Viet Dinh is a law professor at Georgetown University and was one of the primary architects of the Patriot Act. Dinh says Section 215 still requires a court order to obtain any records, and there's good reason why the orders are kept secret.
Sometimes a search warrant has to be executed at a time when the suspects are not present. That delay is essential in order to protect the safety of the law enforcement officer. In other cases, you do not want the suspect to destroy the evidence that law enforcement is seeking.
Section 215 is an amendment of a law called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which allows the FBI to use secret wiretaps to gather intelligence from agents working for a foreign power, whether they're American citizens or not. Nazi Hassan has had permanent residence status in the U.S. for 9 years and is president of the Muslim Community Association in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hassan says Section 215 is open for abuse because it allows federal officials to target people because of their ethnicity, religion, and political associations.
Our community has been very vocal and active in the post-9/11 era. We have every reason to believe that the government is investigating members of our community.
Hassan says the only way to find out whether the government really is investigating him, his organization, or his community is to launch the lawsuit, because he says under Section 215, not only are the investigations carried out in secret, but there's also a gag order. So anyone served with a Section 215 order, say a librarian, is prevented from telling anyone else that the FBI was looking for information. The lawsuit contends this violates the First Amendment. Professor Dinh says Section 215 is not for run-of-the-mill crimes. Instead, Dinh says it can only be applied in specific instances.
Section 215 can only be used in the context of a national security investigation, and the scope of such investigation is quite narrow. And so the ordinary activities of law-abiding citizens are in no way affected by these national security investigations, unless you happen to be a terrorist or a spy.
Dinh says the Patriot Act, including Section 215, gives the government long overdue powers to fight terrorism. The ACLU and the other groups challenging the provision say they also want to reduce any terrorist threat, but that they don't see how taking away constitutional rights will make the country any safer. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.